Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech de Sukkah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. I'm looking up at my roof. A bunch of boards on my roof. But they weren't plastered in. I could just lift it. And I would really love to stay in my dining room. That should be my sukkah. How can I make this kosher? Well, first, let's ask the question, why isn't it kosher now? It wouldn't be kosher for two reasons. There's a psul midiraisa and a psul midrabanan. Midiraisa, the problem is, these boards on your roof were not put up there for a sukkah. They were put up there for your house. And even if they were put up l'shem sukkah, didn't we just learn there's gzeiras tikra? Chazal said you can't use boards. And if the boards are for tvachim and up, everyone holds that it's possible. So how can I deal with this psul d'iraisa and the psul d'rabbanan? So we're going to have a machloikis between the Beishami and the Beis Hillel. Not only are we going to have a machloikis between the Beishami and the Beis Hillel, we're going to have a machloikis as to what the Beishami say and what the Beis Hillel say. So what we'll do first is, we'll teach the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back and explain. Zak da Heilige Mishnah, once again, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Tikra, we have a roof. She'ein olel maziva. There's no plaster on. There's nothing holding the boards down. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the machloikis, Beishami and Beishil, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version. Beishami, I mean the Beishami says Rabbi Yehuda, mifakpek. You have to loosen them or lift it, the boards, then noitel achas mebentayim, and remove every other board. Ubeshil, I mean the Beishil say, you have to do both. Mifakpek, either you loosen it, I or noitel achas mebentayim, or remove every other one. Rabbi Meir says there's no machlokes b'shami b'sil about this. Rabbi Meir, I'm renoitel achas mebentayim. You remove every other board. Ve'ein mefakpek. You don't loosen them. So let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda according to the b'shami. What am I doing over here? I'm lifting each one. I'm putting it back down. L'shem sukkah. That solves the problem. Min hatoyda. Now the boards were put down. L'shem tzel. L'shem tzchach of a sukkah. But it doesn't solve the problem with the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to have a sukkah which has chach made up of boards. For that, you're going to have to remove every second one. Not only will I remove every second one, I'm going to have to do my math over here and figure out. I have a board, let's say, that's wide up until 4 tvachim, an equal amount of chach. A board, an equal amount of chach. Remember, I'm removing every other one. Now, I'm going to have to figure this out in such a way that in the middle, I have two stretches of schach side by side, 4 tvachim each, a total of 8 tvachim, and there's no board over there in the middle. Once I have 8 tvachim of schach, that's the shir sukkah. It's more than the shir sukkah. The shir sukkah is 7 by 7. So in other words, I'm going to start on one side, board schach. I'm going to start on the other side, board schach. And in the middle, there's going to be two stretches of schach. So if I'm standing in the middle of the sukkah and I look up, I'm going to see 8 tvachim of schach. What about the boards that are around and around? Remember what we said before? There's something called Daifin Akuma. At the sides of the sukkah, you can have up until 4 amos of Pasal Eschach, as long as you have a shear of a kosher sukkah in the middle. That's how this works. There are different ways of understanding the Mishnah, but that's how Rashi understands the Mishnah. If you're going to look at the Gemara, Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. The Gemara actually explains that if you're going to work out this system of board schach, and you have the two stretches of schach together in the middle, it's not necessary to lift the boards and put them down. Because even if I don't do it, and even, as explained, if on my sides over here of the sukkah, it's pasul schach, but you can have dalet amos of pasul schach. That's called doifin akuma, as long as you have a shear of kosher schach in the middle. So according to the Gemara, what we're really saying is, even though mefakpeg, even though you're going to lift each one and put it down, but you're still going to have a problem of gzeiras tikra. The way to solve that problem is v'noitel achas mebentayim, to remove every second one. Ubesilam the besil say mefakpek oy noitel achas mebentayim. You can be machshir this roof through one of these two ways. Either you lift all of the beams and you don't have to take off a second one and replace it with tzachar. You see, the besil hold that by lifting the beams, you're not only removing the psul d'iraisa, you're also removing the psul d'rabbanan. The psul that I said, we understand. It has to be put down l'shem schach. Okay, I'm lifting it, I'm putting it down l'shem schach. But what about the psul that Rabbanah? Chazal say you're not allowed to use boards. Well, the Beis Hillel hold. Look, Chazal said you're not allowed to use boards because they're scared that a person's going to wind up sitting in his house. But over here that he's lifting each board and putting it down, so how are you going to confuse that with your house? That's the machloik you see to Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. By lifting it and putting it down, do I also remove the gzeirah sticker, the gzeirah the Chazal made you can't use boards? According to Rameyer, there never was a machlokes in the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rameyer Omer Noitel Achas Mivintayim Ve'einoy Mefakpek. The Beis Hillel hold like the Beis Shammai. Lifting the boards and putting it down is not going to solve the whole problem. It'll take away the psul d'oraisa, but you're still going to have a gzeirah sticker. Chazal said you can't use boards. And according to Rameyer, the Beis Hillel don't hold that the gzeirah falls away by lifting it and putting it down. They don't hold the svar of bittul tikra, which means, oh, if people see you lift it and put it down, they won't confuse it with the house. No, Chazal said you can't use boards, period. Even if you lift it and put it down. Therefore, the only etza is noitel achas mebentayim, as we explained. So once again, I have a sukkah. I don't have a sukkah, I have a house. And I have a roof. My roof wasn't plastered in. I have two problems. Min ha-Torah, it wasn't put down l'shem schach. Min ha-Rabbanan, you're not allowed to use boards. What can I do? According to the Yehuda, it's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to the Beis Shammai, just lifting each board and putting it down will solve the problem in ha-Torah. I now put it down l'shem schach, but it won't solve the Rabbanan dig a problem. The Rabbanan say you can't use boards. So what can I do? Remove every second board and fill it up with schach. And as we explained, do it in such a way that you have two stretches of schach in the middle, without a board, so you have the shear of a sukkah in the middle, and what's around, even if it's possible, is not a problem because of daif and akuma. According to the Beis Hillel, either one. Either lift it and put it down, or you can remove every second one. What do you mean? If I lift it and put it down, I only solve the deraisa problem. Yes, I now put it down l'shem schach, but what about the drabanadika problem of gzeiras tikra, that you can't use boards? So Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a chiddush, that the Beis Hillel hold, look, Chazal didn't want us to use boards because we're going to confuse it with a house. But if I'm climbing up to the roof of my house and lifting each board, so I'm showing people that I understand a house is not good. So there wouldn't be a gzeirah under these circumstances. That would be the opinion of the Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says there's no machlok yosef between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Even according to the Beis Hillel, gzeirah's tikra remains intact. You can't use boards even if you lift it and put it down. The only etza is, as explained, to remove every second board and leave the shear of schach in the middle.